Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. So glad to have you with me today, and pray that the Lord is blessing you as you begin this study of the book of Jonah. And as we continue on in today's study, we want to go to the Lord in prayer as we study His Word, always asking for His blessing to be upon us. So pray with me if you will. Heavenly Father, we bless You. We thank You for this Word. In the book of Jonah, I know through this book, You're going to teach us more about Yourself, Your Son Jesus, and Your ways. And so we're open to You. We ask that You would bless us by Your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth and to help us to continue on our walk by empowering us to live according to that truth. So we thank You today and we bless You in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Arise, Go to Nineveh. Taken from the book of Jonah, chapter 1, and verse 2. As we began the book of Jonah, we read as Jehovah, God, brought His word to Jonah, the prophet, who was the son of Amittai. In chapter 1 and verse 2 of his writing, the author shared God's commands to Jonah. Arise, go to Nineveh, where we read, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. The verse begins, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it. The writer began with the word arise, which means stand, rise up, or stand up, go, or walk, come, depart, proceed, move, and go away to Nineveh, which means abode of Ninus, and was the capital of the ancient kingdom of Assyria. Was located on the east bank of the Tigris River, about 550 miles, or 880 kilometers from its mouth, and 250 miles, or 400 kilometers north of Babylon, that great city, or that large in number and intensity dwelling place, and cry, or call out, recite, read, and proclaim against it, which means in opposition to and adverse to the city. Jonah's godly commission was to go to the city of Nineveh and to make a proclamation against it. The verse goes on to say, For their wickedness has come up before me. The writer added, For their wickedness, or the people in the city's bad, evil, disagreeable behavior, which was malignant, unpleasing, and miserable, is come up, which means ascended, sprung up, and shot forth and arisen before me. Which refers to God Almighty. Jonah was to cry against Nineveh because their evil and despicable ways were ascended up to God. When we consider these words, we understand Jonah had a specific work he was to carry out for the Lord. Nineveh was a wicked city, and the time for their judgment had come. Jonah was to be the agent by which the announcement of their judgment would come. The return of Jesus will bring judgment upon the earth. And the time to hear His message is now. As we study the book of Jonah, let us keep in mind that judgment could be pronounced upon our wickedness as well. And let us hear and take heed to God's word as we study it. Next time, we see how Jonah responded to God's commission. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word in Jesus' name.